What's up? What's up? It's Lil Mav, representing the Blackmore Pack, Blackmore Productions. This a unauthorized motherfucking don't talk, just listen. You feel me? Cause I ain't supposed to be over here doing this shit. I need to keep the phone on to make sure that it don't go off. I'm not sure what these niggas be doing with my content sometimes. Shout out to Anchor. I miss this shit being Anchor. It ran a lot better, I feel, when it was Anchor. But, you know, I'm just here to talk about Always Sunny, son, because I'm over here. I'm going to let y'all know now I'm a little slightly tipsy and shit. But the thing is, I want to just talk about Always Sunny in motherfucking Philadelphia, son. Because I like the history of myself with this show. Like, me and this show, this shit is funny as hell, son. Because when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny when you're a kid. Sometimes you get into things on your own, but sometimes you got to be introduced to things, right? So this wasn't the type of show that my sister would have watched. I have a sister who was in the house with me. She's 8 years older than me, right? So when I was going to go spend time with her, we would watch shit like Friends and like Buffy, Dawson's Creek. We would watch all of the WB11, not the CW, because the CW is doo-doo. We would watch the WB shows. You know what I'm saying? Buffy and Sabrina and I don't think Sabrina came on late, but Buffy and Angel and motherfucking Smallville and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Gilmore Girls, but shit like that. Like, I can't tell you the exact shows, all of them, but we used to watch shit like that. So Always Sunny in Philadelphia wasn't the thing. And then on top of that, for most of my life, at least as a child, we didn't have cable. You know what I'm saying? And Always Sunny in Philadelphia was on a cable channel. So I wouldn't have had much chances to experience this show. But the fascinating thing is that when you're a kid and you do get cable, you often flip through the channels, you know? When you get done knowing whatever channel you know for Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, and Disney Channel, then you want to click through and see what's offered on the rest of the damn channels. You feel me? You understand? And oftentimes, I guess, I would flick through channels around the same time, right? Because there's certain occurrences like me seeing the SNL intro, or me seeing the Conan O'Brien intro, me seeing, what's another one of these shows? Me seeing the 30 Rock intro. You know what I'm saying? These are iconic shows that was running in they run, in they prime when I was a little kid, but I wasn't interested in that because I just wanted to see cartoons or I wanted to see the occasional movie. I was really about movies and cartoons. So I'll watch a fucking, just like a movie, something. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mother showed me Death Becomes Her when I was a little kid and that shit was hilarious. So it was like real legit movies. I enjoyed watching them shits and I would catch them. So I wasn't really the type to stop on a show that was live action on some adult shit. I'm not just going to stop on this show and watch it. Only way I would do that is if it was on TV land, because I always just love the history of film and just the fact that these niggas were still making movies with no color. And then you go back, you're like, yo, these niggas was making movies with no sound, bro. Ain't nobody even talking in the movie. You like, yo, hey, yo, we gonna get this shit done. That's what the movie industry felt like. Nigga said, we don't give a fuck what we have. We gonna get this shit done. But I don't know. It's so fucking cool. But, yeah, so basically what I'm trying to say is I would see Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but I would always catch it at the end of the intro when it goes into, like, the bigger music cue, when it's going to the outro of the intro. I would hear it. And then as soon as it's about to go into the show, of course, because it's TV, it go into commercial. And that commercial break is where I continue to flick through, because at that point, I hadn't seen anything of the show. I would just see the intro from time to time. But the intro was just them. It's just a car driving through the city of Philadelphia, through the streets of Philadelphia. So there's nothing in that to hook me into the show as a fucking, if this shit came out 2006, then I would have been 12 at the time. As a 12-year-old boy, nothing in that fucking fascinated me, right? And then figuring out just now that I was watching the show, I would see it around the age of 12. That's around the time when I had first gotten to the shelter and shit. And that problem persisted until like a couple fucking years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I only had cable one other time. You know what I'm saying? After around 12 years old, I only had cable once again when I was like 15 or 16, you know? So it wasn't much opportunity to actually see the show. But once I got on my own, you know, not my own because I was with my wife, but once I got into my own situation, you know, it was a shelter, but we was there. That's where we was, right? More bad circumstances led to these circumstances in life, but that's where we live at. Anyway, we needed some entertainment. I had my motherfucking Xbox, so I'm like, we could play DVDs. We got a little TV. We had a TV with a VCR in it, and we had mad VCRs from my uncle. I got the TV from him a long time ago when me and my mother had needed a TV. Sorry. But anyway, yeah, so we needed some movies. What happened was, on some like gross ass shit, it was a lot of roaches in the shelter we was in, and the fucked up part was the VCR slot, it got infested and shit. So at the time, I was like, yo, I can't deal with this shit, because this shit gross as hell. And then I just, like, I put a tape in there, and then I plugged the tape up with mad, like, newspaper and shit like that, just so they couldn't get in and out. And then I just left it like that. So because we didn't want to deal with the roaches, and it was gross, and it was grossing me out, I didn't want to throw up. We just stopped using tapes, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, so we like, all right, so we got to get our DVD on. We had the DVD and we had the HDMI cord that connected to the phone, and we was able to watch Netflix and shit like that. I don't know, son. I think the struggle was so real. I think if I remember this time period, I think I might have went and downloaded shit while I was at the library, but I don't know. I can't remember. It's so long ago now. It's crazy how you could be in something and it seems so dire at the time, and then you just can't remember the details of it later. But yeah, so we, I go to the library. I'm sorry this story is so long-winded, but I kind of just want to talk right now. It feels good to just speak. But, yeah, so I go to the library, and I'm starting to pick things up, and I see Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and I remember it. I'm like, oh, shit, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's that show I used to pass with the cool sounding music. And I wonder if it's going to be funny, right? So I pick this motherfucker up. I take this bitch home. You know what I'm saying? And the episode that it is, because, you know, at the library, the funny part about the library is when you get a specific season of a show, I don't know if you ever been to the library, when you get a specific season of the show, it's not going to be the whole season. The season is split up. Like, you know how you go get a full season of a show at like a DVD store or whatever they call it today. You'll go there and the season will be like on four different discs. These niggas is going to give you one of the discs, of course. You know what I'm saying? So you got like three episodes of there up there. The first episode that come on this motherfucking disc is the Ponderosa McPoyu wedding. Now, if you know this episode, you know this is one of the craziest fucking fever dream looking ass episodes. And everybody who's in it is already an established character, right? So Bill Ponderosa is already a clear drug addict who's a shit father. You know what I'm saying? Maureen Ponderosa is already ditzy and slightly obsessed with Dennis. You know what I'm saying? I'm smoking a little bit. Give me my chances. This that unedited. This that unwritten. Natasha Bedingfield, nigga. Fucking Frank is already a maniac who just wants to do maniac shit. D just wants to fuck over the guys. Mac and Charlie just want to help Dennis, but they're not going to do it properly. And Dennis is just trying to get this goddamn divorce. So every situation that's going on in this shit, I don't understand. And I also have no idea of who these characters are. So it was a little bit jarring to be thrown into that situation because, like, you got to remember, if you watch the show didn't start off so fucking outrageous. Like, the first episode is about prejudice between gays and blacks. You know what I'm saying? Like, the prejudice of the group having that for gays and black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a topic. That's of the topic that the show keeps going with, the theme of the show, which is niggas kind of making a mockery out of the things that we take serious in life, you know, providing some insight to it, bringing up some interesting points about it, but also making a mockery out of the whole thing. And that's cool. But what I'm saying is the characters weren't as outrageous. Like, for me, it's so interesting to see how Sweet D, and I was going to call her DeAndra. I don't know what to call the girl. But Sweet D, in the beginning, most of the time, she was like voice of reason and shit. And then she just got like fucking goofy and ridiculous, you know? So you need that transition. I feel like that's one of them shows where you really need to see these niggas in that first season to see how they get to where they're going, because it's so cool. Like, listening to the podcast from these niggas, it is fucking cool as hell to hear that these niggas did not plan out these characters becoming more and more outrageous. It's just certain things that were said in certain episodes, certain things that were done in certain episodes where they are gradually becoming worse and worse people, becoming more and more maniacal. And it seems like it makes sense, you know? Like, to find out that, I'm going to put spoiler in the title just in case somebody going to watch the shit. To find out that Mac wasn't written as a gay character, but he was written as a macho character who is fake tough, who has, I don't want to say gay tendencies, but he has like closeted tendencies. Let's say that he has closeted tendencies, you know? So it's like they didn't write him as gay, but certain jokes that made the character funny ended up being where the character was going in the end, you know, to the point where it made it to where it started off as a joke, and then eventually it becomes, now we have respect for the gay character in this one moment, even though we're going to take it and still make jokes about it in the future. It's like, now the character has been completed because we started off with gay tendencies with an overly macho man, and that became, he's in the closet, and then that became, okay, this character is really gay, you know what I'm saying? That shit is interesting as fuck. And I don't even fuck with gay shit. I love when movies make me give a fuck about the gay people. This is the... You know what? I love this topic that I'm on right here. I'm going to stop talking about Always Sunny real quick. Hopefully I get back. But this shit is important because I'm a nigga who, through being black and being religious to a certain degree, and then fucking with that Israelite spirituality shit, I don't fuck with gay shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I respect human beings as human beings they live in, but I don't fuck with that gay shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the easiest, most respectful way I can say that shit. I don't fuck with that gay shit. You know what I'm saying? So I love it when a movie can make me give a fuck about a gay-ass character, son. I love that shit. It's wonderful because that means you did the work in making me feel for the character, not feel for the gay, nigga. I don't give a fuck about the gay. Make the character compelling. Make the motherfucker somebody I want to care about, son. And I'm going to give you the examples, but the anti-example of that is the motherfucking Spider-Man in Across the Spider-Verse, where it's like Gwen Stacy, she's trans. And it's like, I don't see that nowhere in the movie. When they said it, I looked at her haircut and the fact that she was type flat-chested, and I'm like, okay, maybe she is trans. But I'm like, in the movie, that shit don't come through. Like, that shit really don't matter. The only bearing that has is on her relationship with her father. But that is such a small part of the movie that it really does not fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. I hate that these niggas take these things and they try to make it about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't gonna kiss somebody, and if you ain't gonna kiss them because you love them, then why put it in there? You know what I'm saying? If it's not, this situation with your loved one is causing an issue with the plot of the movie, then why should I give a fuck about it, son? I don't want to see two people kissing of the same gender just to make somebody else feel like they included, even though they silly ass is not physically in the movie, nigga. You think I give a fuck about Black Panther? I know Black Panther is black. I know the motherfucking history of it. But if they was to put a white person in there, I wouldn't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, I'm not in the movie, nigga. I wasn't there, nigga. They ain't give me a check. You think I give a fuck if goddamn Chadwick Boseman is playing Black Panther, nigga? You could have put Michael Jackson in that role after motherfucking the album where he was white, because I don't know the name of the album. You could have put the shit in after Bad, nigga. You could have put the motherfucking album in when he after Bad, nigga. Play Michael Jackson playing Black Panther, and I still would not have given a fuck, nigga. You could put Michael Bolton under that goddamn costume, and I'd be like, okay. The character is alright though. The character is alright though. But yeah, like, so my examples, right? Let's get into the examples. Now, this gay shit, right? The gay shit started with Rent, I believe, right? Now, my first experience with Rent was what's that fucking puppet movie? Team America World Police. Because that movie, I'm quite sure that movie starts off with a Rent dig. And it's like, first of all, I'm old as shit because I keep saying dig. And I don't like that. I don't want to be old, nigga, talking about some dig. Somebody digging on somebody. But fucking, it starts off with everyone has AIDS. That shit was funny as hell to me when I was a kid. And I didn't understand, like, what the joke was about. But then as I got older, I got into Rent. Because one day I was like, let me just put this shit on, right? Because I was hearing so much about it. Rent was the Hamilton of the early 2000s, my nigga. Come on, that shit was everywhere, my nigga. So I was like, let me see, because my aunt had the movie, so I put it on. It had Rosario Dawson in it, and I was a fan of her, so I put it on. And that's, you know what's crazy? That's another big part of the old days of Hollywood, where one single fucking actor can make you go watch a movie. There's not a single actor today that I'm going to go see a movie because the motherfucker is in it. Not a single. You got to catch me with a premise nowadays, nigga. I don't give a fuck about the actors. The actors is all trash, and these niggas all seem like regular-ass people now. I need a star, nigga. Where's the stars at? I don't need no Zendaya. Stop putting her in movies. She regular as hell. This motherfucker is one of the most regular-ass people I have ever seen in my life. Please stop putting her in movies. Please get me somebody that it look like is unachievable in life. That's what a movie star is supposed to be. Fuck what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I watched Rent. I was always a nigga that was into music, but I watched Rent because it was all over the place. And when I watched it, I was like, damn, this shit is fire. And the songs was undeniable, nigga. It was nothing I could do. It was literally nothing I could do. And imagine early 2000s, I'm black. Watching musicals was always, like, said to be a gay thing. So already, as a black nigga in a inner city, excuse me, Sam. Sorry, I hate the purple. As a black dude in the inner city, right? I already don't want to watch a musical, but the music was undeniable, my nigga. And I'm watching the shit, and I'm like, damn, look at all these gay-ass characters. I don't fuck with gay shit, but the story is compelling. The characters have a lot going on with them, and it makes you feel for their relationships. And then the movie is not just all gay people. It's not like everybody in the movie is gay, but these niggas is all friends. So you able to feel for, like, as a prejudiced-ass nigga, you able to feel for the characters and the struggle that they're going through. That's what a nigga needs, son. If you're going to give me a gay character, give me Rent, son. Give me Rent, where I'll watch up. Listen to this shit. Listen to this premise right here and tell me it's not crazy as a black kid in the early 2000s who don't fuck with gay shit. A man walks up, and because he wasn't established to be gay, right? Because he wasn't initially established to be gay, I still to this day feel like this nigga just got, he got, not sucker, but he got roped into to being gay. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker who get jumped in the beginning, I can't remember his name right now. The nigga who playing like Law and Order or some shit. This nigga get jumped in the beginning, right? And this little pretty face ass nigga, this nigga weird. This little pretty face ass nigga named Andrew gonna come over and protect this nigga. He ain't protect him. He fucking healed him up. He dried his blood and all that shit. Took him home. Look, I'm still prejudiced. This shit funny as hell. I'm sorry. But fucking, he took that nigga home. And fucking, the next time we see this nigga, he pull up and he got some money in his pocket and all of that shit.
And he talking about Angel, and then Angel walking bad as hell. I'm like, hold on now, because I know I seen the light skinned nigga, and as a kid, I'm like, okay, I seen that light skinned nigga, and he was a little girly, but now I'm seeing a full blown woman. But there's something wrong with this woman. There's something about this woman's face that's throwing me off. And then I realized that's the nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, wow, this nigga look like an actual real life female. You know what I'm saying? And don't come at me, because Rent, that nigga know he a man. Stop playing with me. You know what I'm saying? He took his, remember the part where he took his wig off and he was like, he started talking in his regular voice, right? So the acknowledgement of his true self is there. So don't come at me. That movie came out mad long ago. Fuck out of here. But I love that goddamn movie. And I cry from time to time. As a motherfucking prejudice-ass early 2000s black man Israelite, I still cry from time to time when I watch the scene of the funeral at the end, because it was a love that was built up to the point where it seems like a motherfucker fell in love with a nigga just because he cared about him. That's almost more beautiful than a motherfucker just falling in love with a woman on a regular circumstance. That shit is crazy as hell. This motherfucker showed care for him, and he repaid that with showing care for him, and they ended up loving each other. That shit is crazy, bro. That's beautiful. You know, damn, this shit put me in the mood. That's just, I don't know, bro. That scene is wonderful. Fucking Holiday Heart. I think I'm going to end this shit, because I don't think I could put more better examples than this. Holiday Heart. I saw that one day when I was in the Bronx at my stepmother's house. Right? And as a nigga who had already saw, like, real shit, I already saw Dawn of the Dead, right? I already saw Baby Boy. So to see Ving Rhames' big ass on this screen with a perm and some lipstick on, I'm like, what the fuck is going on with Ving Rhames right now, son? I'm like, this nigga got his eyelashes done? I'm so confused, right? But I don't remember if it starts off with the drag show. I think it starts off with the drag show. So at first, I'm like, ah, what the fuck? But remember, it's the early 2000s. My stepmother didn't have cable, so I'm forced to watch whatever the fuck is on TV because my little ass should be in the bed, but I'm up 3 o'clock in the goddamn morning. You know what I'm saying? So they show that, and I'm like, this shit gay as hell. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, the shit gay. So I'm like, I'm about to turn this shit off. But I'm like, it's Ving Rhames, and I don't understand why he this big and looking this girly. So I have to see where this shit is going. Another example of an actor forcing me to watch a movie. Like Danny fucking Trejo. If Danny Trejo was in something and I come past it, I'm going to watch a little bit of it. Got fucking Danny Trejo in it. What are you talking about? This nigga's the black Ving Rhames. But fucking, yeah, so I'm watching this shit, and he got a boyfriend, and now I'm like, oh, he got a husband that proposed to him, and they got a house together. Excuse me. He showed him, the husband showed him the house, and Ving Rhames got all excited because he's the female in the situation. You know what I'm saying? Don't come at me. That's how the movie is set up. But yeah, so he get all excited, and the next thing you know, the husband is dead, right? And this is where it caught me, because this is probably still first in the 10 minutes. This is still in the intro. Ving Rhames gets to the motherfucking, to the funeral home, and people are disgusted at him being there. And me automatically being a person who cares about people, even if I don't fuck with gay shit, to see a person go to the funeral of a person they loved and can't even mourn them properly because the people around hate them so much just for being who they are. That shit is like, damn, bro, that's fucked up. And these are the movies that'll make a person really care about a gay person, right? Because at the end of the day, what you have to do is humanize, right? When we doing, perfect topic, Israel and Palestine, right? People who have been at war for a long ass time, but when people go to war, we stop thinking about the fact that, do you go to war with your neighbors? Like actual physical war. Do you go to war with a neighbor? And there might be people who do that, but that's because you live in certain circumstances. At the end of the day, we don't war with each other, especially not on big scales, and usually not with advanced weaponry. we might come to blows from time to time, but that's called a fight, nigga. That's not war. War is perpetrated by motherfuckers who are in control. Right? So the Israelis and the Palestinians might be throwing bombs and shooting at each other on a citizen level, but the citizen level is only doing that because the government level set up that motherfucking system to where they've been fighting for power over this land for so long that the people who are born into it think that they're supposed to fight for that land too. It's the same thing that we see in Chicago with motherfuckers shooting each other over shit that they don't really own. Nobody really owns anything on the earth, right? But niggas will fight each other. You have to humanize the other side. Each person is a person who grew up in their own circumstances, who were stuck in the place that they were to deal with the decisions of the people of their country. Like, who's to say, like, let's talk about this shit real quick. Who's to say that Jewish people didn't actually fuck over Germany? You ever think about this shit? Like, we always want to think about the reaction, but we don't want to think about the initial circumstance. What if Jewish people fucked over Germany during World War One and after? Excuse me. Now, if Jewish people fucked over Germany, World War One and after, what my statement is really saying is the controlling party within the Jewish faith or the Jewish people fucked over Germany. That's the thing. You see how quick this shit turns from a select group of people within a group are making all the decisions and end up fucking over a lot of people. And then because they are of that faith and of those people, now you want to bring consequences to the entire group of people for what happened, even though most of the people aren't to blame for that. They just reaping the benefits. That's what I think of white people, right? And we say this shit all the time, right? Even if you wasn't a slave owner, but you still reap the benefits. But so what? As long as motherfucking white people can have the understanding of, hey, black people were fucked over for a lot of years, and that's the reason for our stunted growth within what we believe the average everyday American should strive to, right? As long as that's understood and we could work towards bettering it, then none of that past shit even matter to a degree where we should be like, hey, yo, you feel bad right now for some shit that happened 300 years ago. That shit's stupid. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with these Palestinian ass niggas. It's the same thing with these gay motherfuckers. We all have to be humanized and understand that we was all being controlled to a certain degree, right? When motherfuckers is up making jokes about this shit, we have to remember that TV influences us. So when there's a gay joke, and I'm saying TV is a bad thing entirely, when there's a gay joke that becomes popular, now the whole world is saying it, right? Especially in the 80s. Now the whole world is saying it. It's not just a little kid thought of this shit. He was one clever ass little kid and he says something to you and it hurts your feelings. You know what I'm saying? That clever kid grew up and became a motherfucking superstar comedian. And now that one hurtful shit he said to you is being said by everybody in the country. But that's influence. And influence to that degree wouldn't be felt. That's influence that make you feel like the world is against you. A motherfucker might hate a gay person naturally, right? But I think the natural form of human beings is care. I don't think naturally we would be like, oh, we hate this person. We need to get this out of here. Because we understand that early days, somebody came on TV or the radio and had to speak about the dangers that being gay has in the community within America. I know that for a fact, and I don't even know that for a fact. Hope you understand what I'm saying. I have no knowledge of this, but I know this for a fact that that exact situation has happened because I know how America works. We get told to hate people for decades and then it'd be a quick flip at one moment. Hey, stop hating everybody. Oh, you still hate people? What's wrong with you? Now we're going down. It's like, nigga, I've been taught my whole life to hate this person. What the hell do you want from me?
It's like motherfuckers after 9/11. I've been taught after this moment to hate these motherfucking Muslim people. So do you, how you gonna down me after this because I'm showing the hate that you taught me to have for this person? You spun the story as if the whole Muslim goddamn faith was out to get America, nigga. You spun the story like that shit was written in the Quran, my nigga. Now you gonna make me feel like the asshole? Stop controlling me, you fucking... I hate you. I ain't even have nothing. That's how you know I really hate this shit. Because I ain't even had nothing to say. Nigga said, yo, I just hate you, my nigga. For real. Real hate. Come on. Niggas be like, oh, race. Niggas, you see how we talk about racism as if it's just inherent depending on the time frame that you're in. Nigga, older people have a problem or have more racist tendencies towards Asians because those people who we like to talk about, the race of people, or excuse me, the generation of people who are dying out now, those were the people who went to war with Vietnam. Remember the time when America sent soldiers out to go fight somebody? For a soldier to be sent out to go fight somebody, they must first be brainwashed into believing that that person is a true enemy so that they don't feel remorse for them when they go out there so they can achieve their fucking objective. So there's a disconnect between the people of the time, right, and the soldiers. The soldiers who then go fight a war that they have been forced to believe is real. So now they feel entirely disrespected by the people who they going to go fight for. Because remember, the country told them they fighting for your freedom. They fighting to make sure no bullshit comes over here. And you don't respect that? How you don't respect this shit? And then over time it becomes, hey, people died. Soldiers were trying to give their life for you. Respect it. And people respect it. And then we start losing the history of the fact that nobody really fucks with these wars and everybody is perfectly fucking fine. We cannot believe that this country has been around since the 1600s or some shit like that, right? The 1700s, and people have been coming in the whole time. Immigrants, Asians, fucking black people, different forms of white people. That's all I know on the earth, right? I don't know too many other people, right? I think I just covered everything. You either Asian, black, or white. That's all we got. Spaniards is white people, but then the Spanish people are offsets of that, but they mix between black people and Native Americans. So, whatever. Native Americans are black too. I don't give a fuck. Everybody black. I don't want to hear it. Fucking... That shit has been happening the whole time, son. So, you telling me over hundreds of years niggas are still racist? Hundreds of years of growing up around people and you still gonna be racist? For the racist white people out there who think only black people be in gangs and do crimes, look up Asian gangs. Full-blown-ass, Asian-ass bloods who out here repping this shit harder than some black bloods, and these niggas is doing it because of the areas that they grew up in. That's where they grew up. So this is what they do. These niggas have fully assimilated into the culture to where if I was to look at one of them niggas and tell them, hey, yo, you can't say nigga, they might slap the shit out of me. And I'm black. You know what I'm saying? And when I get slapped, I say, well, goddamn, it's one Joshua and 600 blood-ass Asians with tattoos. I think I'm going to just run like a little bitch. And that's just what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? In that moment, the Asians are the majority and they gangsters, so they got the right to say nigga in front of me. You know what I'm saying? They stole the right. What I'm going to do about it? They going to beat me up. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. That's just what it is. That's assimilation. And over time, assimilation has to happen because it's natural. The only way assimilation does not happen is if there's a higher entity telling the lower entity people, hey, yo, don't like that person. That's a monkey. That's not a full-blown human yet. That motherfucker dark because they haven't evolved into the... You know how I just told you about evolution, right? The motherfucker you looking at, they black because... They black and they live in the trees. Not because they smart and that's how you're supposed to live and they have melanin because they live in high sun ray areas. They black because they have not evolved to the point of having whiter skin. And also getting out of nature and moving into some shit that's going to poison everything around us like we did. Nigga, come on, son.
You see these Native Americans? These motherfuckers are savages, and they don't deserve the land that they own. Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's go shoot all the Native Americans. You see these black people? You see these black people? They just got out of slavery, and they have the potential to fuck up the entire fabric of the country that was just built. Oh, word? These black people might fuck up the fabric of the country by being free? Let's lynch them. Hey, yo, these Japanese, hey, yo, it's a, hey, you know how I just told you it's a lot of spies out here in the world? Look at the manipulation. You know how I just told you there's a lot of spies out here in the world? Well, you know how the Japanese niggas had did Pearl Harbor and shit. I knew about Pearl Harbor for a long time, and I ain't do nothing to stop it. But you know them Japanese niggas, you know, you know what? They probably all spies. All of them are spies. Niggas said, hold on, word? That's a lot of Japanese people. We got whole Japanese communities, nigga. Nigga said, this America, you know what? Fuck it. We gonna put them in a concentration camp. Nigga said, hold on, Holiday. I know you ain't killing nobody, but didn't you just enter a war under the basis of people being put into concentration camps? Well, hold on, Holiday again. This America again. We gonna call it a work camp. Nigga said, hold on again, Holiday. That's the same motherfucking thing. Yo, America straight up ran a concentration camp at the same time as going to war for motherfuckers having concentration camps. And you wonder why motherfuckers is racist towards Japanese people of the older generation? And when you don't come, when you're not from that culture, my nigga, now look at me. Look like we really looking at each other. You think if I was to put you in front of 10 different Africans of different countries, you would be able to differentiate them motherfuckers? I couldn't. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to me. We shouldn't be playing these games at this point. I've been around here for a long time. You can't pick out the different goddamn Africans between the other Africans. So why is anybody expected who is not an Asian to pick out one Asian from another if the motherfucker ain't Indian? Now, Indians, because they look drastically different from the other Asians. Because they aren't really the same people. They just come from the same generalized land. All the rest of the Asians are the same blood. They come from the same fucking bloodline. That's the difference. So if I'm looking at this shit, right? I can look at an Indian and I can differentiate the Indian between the other Asians. But what I can't do is properly identify the other ones, right? A Korean, a Chinese, a Japanese, right? That's the big ones. All of these motherfuckers look the same to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's not racism. It's that I cannot, for the life of me, figure out who the fuck is who. I'm trying my best. And that's because these niggas is all family. Excuse me. That's not racism. That's like having a bunch of twins walking around and getting mad at a nigga because he can't pick the twin out from the other twin. I don't want to hear that. Them niggas got some strong-ass genes. That's the point. We are all family. Whatever type of black I am, I'm family with the rest of that black because every goddamn area started off with family who grew too big and became a goddamn nation. So I'm the same as them. So if you have the same features, if you take an entirely different person and bring them over, you think they're going to figure out who? Now that's Joshua, I know, because he told me his name. And he over here with a bunch of fucking black people. No, that's not how it's happening. And Joshua is not even a name that I'm used to, so I'm not going to pronounce it right. It's the exact same thing, son. I've watched countless shows, son. First of all, I've been into anime in different forms most of my life. Not too heavy, but, you know, casual because of the era I grew up in. But recently, you have shit like Hellbound, All of Us Are Dead, right? What's some other shows? You got the show where they running around, it's like a reality show. It Run for the Money. You got Run for the Money, right? What's some other shows? Damn, I watched Battle Royale, right? I watched a bunch of Wolf Game movies, Hunger Games, Squid Games. You know what I'm saying? Like I got mad movies that I don't watch from these niggas. Alice in Borderlands. You know what I'm saying? That shit fire.
Train to Busan, you know what I'm saying? These are all different movies, the TV shows that I have named. And I watched it more than once, and I still cannot tell you which fucking race is making these movies. I can't fucking tell you. Not race, which nationality. I can't tell you, son, at all. 'Cause I was out here saying statements like, yo, these Chinese niggas is killing it. I kept saying this shit, son. I was like, yo, for like 2, 3 months straight, because I watched a movie where shout out to Asian people for trying to murder all their students, right? That's the funny part. Oh, there's a really cool movie. I don't know where it's from, but it's called like Secrets in the Hot Springs, and that was a really fucking funny movie. That shit had me rolling for like 3 days, nigga. I kept watching it. That shit is one of the most funny, fucking weird, edited movies that I have ever watched, and I love that movie. And Lottery Ticket was really good too. I don't know if it's called Lottery Ticket, but it's like an Asian lottery movie. That was funny as well. You know, I just kept saying for like 2, 3 months, I'm like, yo, these Chinese niggas is killing Hollywood. And then I start looking at the descriptions of the movie I'm watching, and I'm like, Chinese, yeah, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, you know what I'm saying? It was more. I think Secrets of the Hot Springs was some other shit that I don't even, Vietnamese. I think Secrets of the Hot Springs was a Vietnamese movie. So it's like, yo, this is like four different types of Asians I've been watching movies from: Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese. And yeah, I don't even know, but I know it's more, but I can't recall them right now. But the point that I'm trying to make is that it's fucking crazy because even though I'm watching these movies and I'm getting more and more experience with these different types of Asians, I still can't tell them apart. The only thing that might help me to tell them apart is the way that they dress or their styles of hair. But those are things that I have to become more accustomed to really differentiate them from each other. You know, this is an Asian from Korea because they more likely to have the blonde hair. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm saying I watched a certain number of movies from a certain country, and there was a certain level of dyed hair and more colorful ways of dressing within those places, you know? Unless, of course, it's like a school movie. But anyway, I don't know, man. That was a long ass talk. I started off on Always Sunny, and then I made it to racism, but it's perfect because Always Sunny is really about social issues and bringing light to these social issues and making light of it by showing you the most ridiculous character in that situation. And they get a chance to tell you what's going on and tell you what's wrong and right about it. But you also get a chance to say, yo, any human being is better than this motherfucker I just watched for 20, 23 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker is a horrible person. And I have never seen somebody behave this racist, you know what I'm saying? Or behave this prejudice. And then at the same time, not even realize that they're doing it. This was a weird ass podcast. I'm Lord Mav. I hope y'all niggas hear this shit. It's way too long. You know what I'm saying? That was Don't Talk, Just Listen. Good job on not talking. Let's see if y'all listen. I'm out. Peace. Well, check my music though. My shit going up. Lord Mav BMP. That's on YouTube. I'm gonna start putting more music up on DistroKid, but I've been hijacking beats since 2014, right? I was rapping for like 4 years before I even put a song up on YouTube properly to where it stayed, but you know. Hijacking is when I steal a beat, and I've been doing that the whole time, and I'm about to be 30, and it's like I really cannot stand to have all my music erased or fucking taken off or monetary gains taken because I stole a beat. So that's why I'm releasing mad music on YouTube right now, and I'm gonna do that for the foreseeable future until I start getting the money up to clear these beats. I'll figure it out though. I'm out.